Harps 3, UCD 4. It's been some game to bring the curtain down on this First Division campaign for Harps. They trailed 4-1, remember, got a goal back through Connor Tourish from the header on 7-8, and then the third goal came from the penalty spot. Connor Tourish, who has been playing as a front man, another header was this time it's headed clear from this angle. You thought the Harps man got there first, but it was the UCD man who headed it out for what will be a throw-in on this near side. So this is one for Tony McNamee perhaps to take, but they've actually gone short to Max Hutchinson, and they managed just to retrieve the ball because they lost it for a second there. Hutchinson delivers it in, goalkeeper drops it, but the referee says that's because he was fouled by one of the Harps players in there, so a free out for UCD and a chance maybe to take the wee bit of pressure off. But Connor Tourish playing as an out and out striker for these last few minutes, because remember, UCD also down to 10 men. Tourish got the ball in the area on 87 minutes, did a lovely little touch inside the box, went past this man who took him down, and the referee pointed to the penalty spot. Oliver Mourne showing the Harps men the way there, pointing to the spot, and up stepped Joel Bradley Walsh, who has been really good since coming on, and he hammered the ball into the bottom corner to make it Harps 3, UCD 4. So a couple of minutes left to play here, and the question is, can Harps find an equaliser? And that would mean they would end the season by avoiding defeat. They played really well in these last few minutes. Ball played in again. Just got a touch there from a UCD defender. It was big Declan Osagie who got across to make the interception. But Harps have won the second ball, and here they come again. Down the left-hand side, ball into the area. Heads go up, but Osagie heads it clear. It's all Finn Harps in these last couple of minutes. Joel Bradley Walsh plays another ball into the area, but that one was a wee bit too far in front of Connor Tourish, and it goes through to the substitute goalkeeper, Noah Douglas, who remember came on 68 minutes because Dara Kavanagh, the UCD goalkeeper, was shown a straight red card for a foul on Shawnee Bradley right on the edge of the box. The referee coming across and taking the card from his pocket and showing red. It's been a busy night for the match official. He's been busy. He's issued a number of yellow cards. I would suggest, Aidan, we've had more bookings here tonight than what you've had yet for the Highland Radio Christmas party, because it's been that kind of night. Yellow cards right, left and centre. But the big one was the incident shortly before halftime when the referee decided to keep his card in his pocket on this occasion. Hugh Smith, a foul on Connor Tourish. Surely it warranted a yellow card. The referee, though, had booked Hugh Smith just a few minutes earlier, so obviously was giving him the last chance and giving the benefit of the doubt, much to the anguish and frustration of the Harps bench. And Hugh Smith was allowed to continue, and within a minute, UCD had scored a third goal through Adam Brennan. So that was a big, big moment in the game. Had UCD been reduced to 10 men at that time, you would have thought, well, it would have been advantage Harps, even though they were trailing by 2-1. As it was, they were 3-1 down at half time. UCD went 4-1 ahead on 48 minutes, but since then Harps' response has been so, so positive, and now they've won themselves a free kick way over on the far side, deep, deep in injury time at the end of this one. And just before they take this free kick, it gives me a chance, given that it's the last night of action here at Finn Park this season. My thanks to yourself, Aidan, to Marty Freeland, to Paul McDevitt for all your help and assistance on the nights that I've been on here. And thanks to B&S Credit Union as well, who have been firm supporters of our coverage throughout the campaign. Here comes this free kick from Joel Bradley Walsh. Oh, he's pumped it too big. It's gone wide of the post, and all those players were up in the area, and Joel Bradley Walsh's delivery, he got it all wrong, and it went sailing over everybody and out for what will be a goal kick. So perhaps that's the last action of this one. Elsewhere in the First Division tonight, Treaty United have won by 2-0 at Wexford, so Treaty have secured that final playoff spot. They will play Cove Ramblers in the playoffs. UCD can now start preparing for their playoff semi-final against Bray Waters. They're over two legs, of course. In the Premier Division, the big news is that they're in injury time in Inchicore. It's St Pat's 1, Shamrock Rovers 0. So St Pat's could be about to deny Shamrock Rovers the league title, because Derry City are winning at Waterford. They're in injury time at the end of that one as well, as the full time whistle is blown here at Finn Park by match referee Oliver Mourne. And that brings an end to what's been a really, really entertaining contest tonight. It's finished Harps 3, UCD 4. And perhaps more importantly, it brings the curtain down on another season. The 2025 League of Ireland First Division campaign draws to an end for Harps. Credit to them for a decent performance despite the defeat, but overall it has been a disappointing campaign. Harps will finish outside the playoffs. They'll finish 8th in the First Division, and it's a case of regrouping and having to think about things ahead of another campaign next season. So my thanks to yourself, Aidan, and thanks as well to the listeners for keeping me company on Friday nights here at Finn Park. It's been another enjoyable season, and it's finished here in Balbofay tonight. Finn Harps 3, UCD 4.